cute story, though, growing up here in the parish. We couldn't help but, when Star Wars came out in 1977, feeling very proud that our church looked like Darth Vader's mask, and making jokes about that, and Lucas, when he was creating Star Wars, he probably had our church in mind, you know, with the mask of Darth Vader looking very much like this helmet, this church, this lighthouse building. So we all loved about that. We felt like Star Wars was here, you know. And, you know, Star Wars is very theological, you know, the Force be with you. You know, it's very, very much like a church liturgical greeting, the Lord be with you, you know. And the Force is with you. Well, yeah, the Lord is with you. So I believe his name is George Lucas. You know, he created all this, but it was so theological at the time. And I still remember us kind of like playing with our bats and you know, doing a lot of that Star Wars stuff in the 70s, late 70s, because of our church's focus. And we would joke about that a lot here. It was kind of a fun time.
Turning attention to the community and the parish here at St. Paschal's, if you could describe the community as it's related to the church, or the parish, I should say, the parish members, as they're related to the church and the surrounding community and some of the...
Sure, we have so many ministries here, and I think from the beginning, St. Paschal's was always a very active, very involved community. You know, it started small, everyone really knew each other, very, you know, neighborhoodly type of things, and that just really helped it grow in so many ways. First with, you know, having like a ladies' guild, Our Lady of the Blessed Sacrament Ladies' Guild, and then the Holy Name Society, the men and the women joining forces, which were doing different fundraisers and events to build the school and the church initially and keep it growing, paying off its debts, putting in a parking lot. To then other spiritual groups that developed over the years. But there's always been a huge social outreach here, helping the poor. And you know, we're very reflective of our patron saint, St. Paschal Baylon, who, you know, he was always known as a Franciscan to be, he's the patron saint of cooks. He would be cooking for his Franciscans in the kitchen, and at the